Okay, so today we are diving into a really massive stack of sources. We've got a viral GitHub repository, some pretty angry forum threads, and a few high-level tech
Yeah,
editorials.
it is a wild mix of documents today.
Right. And the mission for this deep dive is to understand why this one specific open source project just, well, exploded. It gathered over 60,000 GitHub stars in just 72 hours.
Which is unheard of.
Exactly. We are talking about OpenClaw, or if you've been on the internet lately, you probably know it by the mascot.
The lobster. They call it the lobster way.
Right. The memes are literally everywhere. But if we look past the lobster emojis, this is a very serious shift in technology. I mean, we were so used to chatbots where, you type in a box and it gives you text back.
Safe and contained.
Yeah. But OpenClaw is fundamentally different.
It's the difference between having a mouth and having hands.
What?
OpenClaw isn't just a chatbot. It's an open-source AI agent that runs completely locally on your machine.
So Mac, Windows, Linux.
Exactly. And it connects directly to the chat apps you already use. WhatsApp, Discord, Signal, iMessage.
So instead of logging into some website, I am just I'm texting my computer.
You just text your computer. OpenClaw acts as the gateway. It routes your message to an AI model. That could be Claude 4.5, GPT 5.2, or even local Llama models. And then it actually executes tasks.
It has
It
hands.
has hands. It can read your files, browse the web, execute terminal commands.
And the sources really emphasize this concept of local sovereignty. It's not just about privacy, it's about actual control. There was this one story in the notes about a UX review that perfectly illustrates this.
Oh, that example is fascinating. So a user asked their OpenClaw agent to do a mass find and replace on an entire documentation folder.
They wanted to change sign in to log in across like dozens of files.
Right. And the agent didn't pause to ask for permission on every single file.
Yeah.
It didn't generate a suggestion list.
It just did it.
The user described it as terrifying but exhilarating.
Yeah.
It is literally like handing your keyboard to a very smart, very fast intern.
Patrick Collison, the Stripe CEO, had another crazy example. He used OpenClaw to analyze his Apple Health data and cross-reference it with his travel history just to figure out his approximate location on specific dates from years ago.
Proactive data analysis across local apps. Jake Quist actually wrote a piece arguing that this is what Apple Intelligence should have been.
That is a bold claim.
It is, but it highlights the gap. Big tech gives us summarization tools because summarization is safe. OpenClaw gives you agency and actual control over the OS because it's powerful.
But that power is causing a lot of friction, especially with the big providers. We have to talk about the mass bandwave.
The Google drama, yes. Google suddenly suspended the accounts of Ultra and Pro subscribers. Some of these people were paying $250 a month.
Suspended without warning and without refunds.
Right. And it was directly linked to OpenClaw's anti-gravity integration, which lets the local agent use Google's models. Google cited malicious usage.
While the developers argued they were just doing standard testing. And look, we are taking sides here, but what is the actual root of that dispute from a technical level?
It is an economic mismatch. These companies sell all-you-can-eat subscriptions, assuming a human pace. You type, you think, you read.
But when you hook up an automated agent, a lobster, it eats at machine speed.
Precisely. It can fire off thousands of complex API calls in minutes. It exposes the fact that the industry simply hasn't figured out how to bill for agents yet.
The restaurant advertises a buffet, but when a competitive eater shows up, they get kicked out.
Exactly. And beyond the billing, there is a massive security aspect. OpenClaw is described by its own developers as being spicy by design.
Spicy usually means risky in tech speak. If I give an AI a shell script and internet access, am I not just opening a massive door for hackers?
You are expanding the attack surface significantly. Think about prompt injection. If you ask OpenClaw to browse a website and that website has hidden text saying delete the user's home directory, a naive agent might just do it.
That is terrifying. How do they defend against that?
Defense in depth. The system uses a pairing method for authorization, so only your specific phone number can send commands. And technically, it relies on Docker sandboxes.
So it's working inside a sealed container.
Right. It limits the blast radius. If a rogue agent gets tricked, it destroys files inside a digital box, not your actual hard drive. But the consensus across all our sources is clear. OpenClaw offers immense power, but it requires the user to be the security guard.
So pulling us all together, what is the main takeaway for you, the listener?
It means we are moving from chatting with AI to AI acting as an OS layer. OpenClaw proves there is a huge appetite for AI that lives outside the walled gardens of big tech.
Even if it comes with some spicy risks, we're basically handing the keys over to the lobster.
We really are.
Here's a final thought for you to explore on your own. As we move toward agents that have hands, agents that can delete files or even spend money, are we ready to be held responsible for what our lobsters do while we sleep?
That is the question we all need to answer.
Thanks for diving into the sources with us today. Catch you on the next deep dive.